Thanks for the committee. I'm very glad to be here to share my work with a colleague in entomology society. Right now I'm in Virginia Tech. I used to be University of Illinois. Because I work on proteins, whenever I get opportunity, I like to express my feeling about current biological research. Biological research. Currently, people define a function of a gene often based on similarity. This is great because easy. Once you get a sequence, you blast search. You get some homologous. But sometimes there's a problem. Actually, we are the single group. I actually encountered number of protein. Their function is quite different than their real assigned function. For example, in the mosquito genome, there's a number of older binding proteins. Actually, I believe there's not pretty much has nothing to do with older binding. I'm not going to discuss it because I don't have time to do that. And also, if you look at in insects, there's a number of decarboxylase like protein. And on the database, if you look at the all aromatic amino acid decarboxylase, I expressed some of the protein. There has nothing to do with the decarboxylation. I just use this as I'll like to bring another few examples. Sometimes if you compare sequence, they are highly similar, but they may not have no, this function is quite different. For example, these two protein, if you compare sequence, you have no problem to put them together. But if you compare with their substrate, this is dramatically different. And the determining factor is only one residue. And sometimes you have the same protein share very limited similarity, but if you compare their three-dimensional structure, then their substrate specificity, actually they're quite similar. And sometimes protein may have any similarity, and if you test their function, this protein, one is from mosquito, one is from human, they share 1% similarity, that means no similarity. But they use the same substrate involved in a similar pathway. This is not related to the this actually one of the proteins is yellow gene. I give a similar talk when I visited the University of Illinois. Then I'm sorry, you may get some repeat information. Whenever you look at the genome of a species, you get a yellow gene family. There are about 13 or 14 individual proteins. Why they are called yellow gene? Because mutation of one of these genes, this yellow Y, people identified number of years ago, 20, 30, probably longer than that. Because mutation of this protein produce a yellow colored cuticle. And this group of protein share 16 to 72% similarity with the typical yellow gene. So people put them in a group. Whenever people work, people Drosophila, they found a phenotype. People are excited. If you look at the database, there's 100 papers discuss the regulation of this gene, and there's some recent work. People quite interested with this protein. Even it's not the most important, it's the least important one in the yellow gene family, I believe. If you check all the database. Every species has one typical yellow. They share a high sequence identity. For example, mosquito, you found the same group. This actually I copied from a paper. I have a hard time to pronounce it correctly, I believe. So I'll just let you guys look at. So based on this information, the author indicate the evolution. Actually, I compared some bacteria proteins, really limited similarity. people pretty much can say this group of insect protein essentially share no real similarity to protein from bacteria to human. This insect specific. And also, the same author discussed about the derivatization or evolved another group of protein from this yellow gene family. I think this is interesting, and because once you get a remember, if people work on honeybee, individuals consume, they give the name royal jelly, consume this type of food, become queen. So it's quite an interesting phenomenon. What are the function of this group of protein? I feel bad actually, when Dr. Song asked me the title, I assumed I'm going to work out this group of protein, so I have plenty to discuss. And I was interrupted because I basically work on those myself. The other people work on other projects. So I assume I'm going to finish this. Unfortunately, I didn't really achieve that goal. Since I give the title, I have to discuss it. There's no alternative. What I'm going to discuss pretty much the function of this yellow F and F2. We actually work out their function. And I also will discuss a little bit about this and also these two protein. There's a paper discuss the function of yellow G and G2. The reason people have some functional relevancy about this protein is when you have the mutation of yellow G, the eggshell production is interrupted. This is actually lethal. There's not going to survive once you have the mutation. So this pretty much, based on the function, this author actually, I believe, discussed this based on the function of yellow F. They're quite different. We have these two proteins just expressed, but I haven't got time to work on that yet. If you check the typical yellow Y gene, there's a number of functions listed. Pigmentation, cuticle formation, I think it's relevant. There's also some behavior, I think it's questionable. Also, sexual behavior is, I believe, is also arguable. Even we have the mutant, because mutation produce a yellow colored cuticle, you know, we see the phenomenon. But what exactly this yellow Y does to produce a yellow colored cuticle? If we look at their primaries, if we look at its primary sequence, can we derivatize anything? Apparently, we have difficulty to say what exactly this gene does. In my work related to melanization, I used to work on this area, insect melanization. If people have worked on mosquito, probably you noticed when you homogenize mosquito larvae or pupae, just a few minutes later, the homogenate become charcoal, like really black. So there's melanin formation, pretty much these two enzymes. There's called duochrome. I give the name, it's not a scientific, just describe the phenomenon. Once you have this protein, it accelerates melanization tremendously. I suspect this probably related to the yellow gene. So what I did is I isolated this protein from mosquito. Remember, mosquito has much greater activity. This is partly because when you homogenize mosquito, you get black. Homogenate in just 2 or 3 minutes. It's so quick. So we got this protein purified, and I also get phenoxidase purified. This purified phenoxidase actually is proenzyme. You can activate it. Both from mosquito. If I incorporate phenoxidase in L-DOPA solution, you produce a pure red-colored duochrome. 30 minutes later, the same thing. If you put phenoxidase and this enzyme together, 5 minutes later, you see what color. And if you just generate duochrome, you filter it, you get rid of the enzyme, you put this duochrome conversion enzyme, you see generated a colorless compound. So it's very efficient, highly efficient to catalyze right away to a different compound, catalyze double chrome to a 5-6 dihydroxyindole. Once I get this mosquito double chrome conversion enzyme sequence, I compared, I just like other people fishing and see which is similar. Then we get this, it's actually share quite a similarity to the Drosophila yellow Y. When I see this, I say, oh, this most likely is the protein. Then I expressed the protein. Initially, I used bacteria, yeast, I couldn't get it to work. Then I used insect cell, baculovirus. Somehow, I believe the protein is expressed because we get a way to test this protein. But however, there's no any activity. Later, the genome sequence become available. We got all the, when I search with this mosquito double chrome conversion enzyme, we get a bunch come up. And actually there's two share better similarity as compared with the typical yellow Y. This yellow F and F2 share 40% similarity with the mosquito double chrome conversion enzyme. So I decided to just go ahead to express all this group using baculovirus. Oh, this is just sequence comparison. You see yellow F and the mosquito double chrome conversion enzyme, how similar they are. And this is the F2, share 40% similarity. It's quite similar. And this is F1, F2. There's
is it 40% identity?
40% identity.
Not similar.
No, sorry. I used the wrong term. So 40% identity, it's quite similar. If you compare these two, people have no problem to consider isotherm. Actually, one expressed in larvae, the other pretty much in pupae. So once I expressed the yellow F and F2, what I did is I just put a tiny amount of the culture supernatant. You see, you put the dupachrome solution, just the culture media, not the purified protein. This protein is really very, very high activity, but a little amount of protein expressed. It's extremely difficult to purify. This is the part of difficulty to analyze this protein. You compare these three protein, they all work on a similar pathway. We know pretty much what the mechanism most likely involved. But however, how the protein catalyzed. So even we know the function, how the protein works. So there's a lot to do to really understand this protein. If you check the other species, this is from bung bugs. They also have a similar sequence. I believe this could be a dupachrome conversion enzyme. And bung bugs also has two similar sequence, FA, FB. Like I said, initially when I thought about this subject, I anticipate I'm going to work out at least this file, and I didn't get that achieved. But however, we do get the protein, the expression level much better. We can manage to get more protein. When I get back, I should be able to isolate a little more protein than to really understand how the yellow Y works. What am I planning is, because this group, there's no similarity compared with the database, the other protein, nothing you can do, but you just work out the function of this protein, a painstaking process. I believe I'll be able to purify enough protein, then get the protein crystallized. Then we see what ligand, what substrate they use. If we work out one structure, they will provide important clue what other most likely function. And also, let's see, people talk about RNA. It's a very useful tool. We have the yellow mutant. You get rid of the protein, but what exactly it does, you still have trouble to work that out. So one sometimes has to work at the protein level. I think that's pretty much my talk. That's a very interesting question. I didn't want to speculate much, but I believe this is a speculation. I believe yellow Y can stabilize the yellow F and F2. This, again, because I didn't say anything, I have to prove it.
I think it's also possible that proteins that are less than 40% identical may have the same function.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what I...
So this destroys all the papers that people wrote just using
Yeah, I think this is a good argument. I probably have to be a little more conservative, or I shouldn't make a conclusion-like remark.
I think you're right.
Okay. So just like the one example, this the first slide, the second, I gave the protein. People have no problem to put these two together. Once they look at a similar identity, they put them right together. Then people read it, has no argument, because it's highly similar.
I think it's interesting because if you look at steroid hormones, when the work just began, people really were so mystified by steroids doing such different things, yet having basically the same structure. And 1964, Howard Schneiderman and I wrote a review paper saying that during the course of evolution, it's not so much the structure that has changed, but the uses of that structure. And I think the same applies to enzymes.
Yeah, and also location. Did my time run out? Okay, if another example, I didn't put it here. Like whenever I have time, I like to discuss mosquito, a corium peroxidase from 80s. Once you purify the enzyme, you can put that protein in 10% SDS. You put 40% organic solvent. You put 8 molar urea. The protein alive. You take it out, it's active. Once you use the 80s protein, the same if you compare sequence, tremendous similarity, identity. But any condition, I just indicated, you kill the enzyme right away, simply because the environmental selection. The 80s, their eggs produce on land. There's the enzyme work semi-dry condition, the other in water, so a little bit better. Then even the environmental conditions select this protein so resistant. Sorry, I use more time.
Perfect. Still perfect. All right.
Thank you.